A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell on everyone who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. They heard them speaking in other languages and praising God. Peter asked, "These people have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. Surely no one can stop them from being baptized with water, can they?" He directed that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited Peter to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I chuckle at the rotation of the universe. It's interesting, it's odd, it's powerful the way things just sometimes seem to line up. Call it a God thing or call it coincidence, your choice. But however it occurs, it's interesting. Take this Sunday's scripture and our worship theme. The scripture for today is part of the Revised Common Lectionary, which is a three-year scripture cycle observed across major Protestant denominations for over 50 years. Our worship theme was decided upon last September as Carol, Lynn, Diana, and I attended the worship retreat with our collaborator and friend, Dr. Marcia McPhee. So hold those two pieces of the universe together for just a moment. Now then, over 2 years ago, we moved into this space on Donana Drive, a space previously used by Emmanuel UCC for some 50 plus years at least. We moved because of a number of things. First, the seminary chapel was sold to the University of Kentucky, and so we had to find another space. Second, Emmanuel UCC had dissolved, and as many of you know all too well, the doors of this dear church were literally locked on Good Friday, 2013. So, Bluegrass United Church of Christ, a thriving new church start, intentionally open and affirming in any number of ways, was growing and needed a physical church home. Emmanuel United Church of Christ had a physical church home, a space, but for reasons too numerous and perhaps too painful to delineate, had dwindling numbers and resources unable to meet the demands of a basic ministry. So hold those two pieces of the universe in your head. Several months ago, our church began negotiations with our conference to purchase the property we have been renting for some 18 months. And just a few months ago, we agreed upon a purchase price of $82,500. And then our church formed a building and finance committee to evaluate financing options. And 2 weeks ago, this committee decided to begin an active building fund campaign with an initial informational date of May 10th, today. Now, you'll hear more about that later in our worship, but for now, add this fifth piece of the universe to our common church life. Stay with me. So we have today's scripture picked out years ago by a committee of Catholics and Protestants with not enough to do. We have a worship theme decided upon months ago. We have two churches at different ends of a church age spectrum, one new and growing, one with a long history but shrinking membership. And we have a journey towards full transition of our existing church property. All right, now let's marry these five pieces. The only time you will hear me advocate for more than two parties in a marriage. Thankfully, at least from the preacher's perspective, it is all tied together best with our scripture. Today's story echoes a bit the story we reflected on together last week. For those of you not here, we heard the story of the Ethiopian eunuch who, having been ostracized by society and religious authorities alike, experienced this beautiful moment of affirmation and acceptance with Philip, one of Jesus' first disciples. Having heard the question from the eunuch, "What is keeping someone like me from being included in God's circle?" Philip answered, "Nothing. You are God's beloved child just as I am." Now that's my paraphrase, but it's pretty close. Now we come to yet another story of who's in and who's out. If we'll look closely enough, there's a ton of those stories in the Bible. With this idea of an inclusive circle of God, it's a common theme in the Bible that we claim to hold on to so tightly. In today's story, Peter. You know, Peter, the guy that Jesus referred to as, "Upon this rock I will build my church." That Peter. Peter was called specifically to lead the Jewish believers. Or so he thought. At least that was who Peter was comfortable with. That's who Peter had on his radar for conversions to the way of Jesus. Yet look what happened. Verse 44. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. Now that's two verses of scripture, but let me tell you folks, it is packed with theology, it is packed with challenge, and it's packed with promise. First of all, this particular episode of preaching was not Peter's first rodeo. He had no doubt given this "come follow us" spiel more than once. Yet what Luke, the writer of Acts, wants to point out and wants us to pay attention to is that during this particular sermon, Peter was interrupted. And let me tell you, preachers don't particularly like that when it occurs. I mean, how dare you stop us in mid-sentence and thwart our carefully prepared words. So here's the deal. This story is about God's circle, not ours. God interrupted Peter's best laid plans and changed Peter's radar of who should be drawn together in God's love. And we have experienced that all too well, haven't we? Worship theme: dare to dance. What does that mean? I think it means taking chances. Daring to risk what others think can't be possible. Start a new UCC church? Can't be done. Too many churches already. Plenty of other churches folks go to, they're not coming to a new one. But God's Spirit interrupted the naysayers and said, "Start a church anyway." And we did. Got an aging church dwindling in numbers? We'll fold it up. Call it done. And surely, don't join with another church who is so very different from you in worship style and the way the preacher preaches and the way folks make up the congregation, what kind of folks they are, what part of town they live in. Old church, don't you join up with them. Not them. And new church, stay on your side of town. Get comfortable in the neighborhood you know is safe. Not one we read about as front page news. God's Spirit interrupted us and said, join together anyway. And we did. And we did. Months later, when you look around us, you can't tell who's who, can you? For all who hears the word are gifted. All are included. I bet you. Okay, I know we have some visitors today. I'm not going to put you on the spot. But look around. How accurate do you think a visitor could pick out who was a member of which church? See, out of respect for one another, we remember. Because we remember one another's pain. We remember one another's anxiety surrounding these moves. But in our actions, you can't tell who was a member of Bluegrass, who was a member of Emmanuel, who has joined since the merge, or who just found their way into our church this morning. Let me take a drink because I want to make sure this next part comes out clear. I'm here to tell you, that's what church is supposed to be. Not cliques, not insiders versus outsiders, but a whole beautifully diverse family with all of our blended qualities and our flaws. See, the circumcised and the Acts story were fellow Jews. And they were surprised that God's Spirit was evident in the Gentiles. Why? Not because the Jewish believers were bad people, but because they were given bad information. They'd been taught that only a certain faction of people were included in God's circle of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. And then God's Spirit interrupted not only Peter, but the crowd with him. God's Spirit said, listen, I've got a different radar from which to gauge your journey. And everyone is on my radar. Today's theme, who can withhold, break forth. This is God's call for all of us. In our lives and in the life of our church. See, we all belong. None of us loved or needed any more or less than the other. And in this story, Peter, God love him, God bless him, Peter finally gets it. Recognizing that God's purposes are accomplished in spite of our human boundaries. What if we hadn't started a church back in 2011? Think about that for a minute. What if those of us at Bluegrass United Church of Christ had given in to our anxiety about renovating a building and establishing our roots in a part of town that, quite frankly, many of us had never been to? And what if former Emmanuel members had given up their wounded hearts for closed ones and refused to allow us to love one another as God has called us to do? I really want us to think about that right now. How would our lives and our faith journeys be different if we had made other decisions? not start a church, not move to an unfamiliar part of town with many unknowns, not opened ourselves to a new pastor and a church family. Kenny, I agree with you. What a joy it is to have each other. And it scares the heck out of me to think of what might have been if we hadn't made these decisions together. Wow, oh wow, oh wow. But we dared to dance. Oh, did we ever. We married up. And now we stand on yet another threshold of boundaries, of praying and asking God for courage and commitment to follow God's vision. For I am convinced in my heart with everything in me that our best days are yet ahead. Amen. Why? Because as Jeffrey Peterson Davis says, and I quote, as a society and faith communities, we have yet to overcome racism, sexism, classism, ageism, nationalism, heterosexism, and other prejudices. We continue to propagate segregation in many forms as we hold firm to the visible and invisible boundaries between us and them. End quote. I believe our best days are ahead because God needs them to be. Our work continues. And we do it together, interrupted from what seems comfortable, to get on a different radar. One that leaves us living in the tension between what we think we know about God's call for us and the mystery. Ah, the mystery of what is yet to be revealed. We become married, in a sense, to God's purpose for our lives and our church. Dare to dance. Called to break forth. And not withhold our love or our commitment, our service to God, our service to one another. And God help us, our service to those we have yet to meet outside these walls. We have stood on this threshold before, asking ourselves, do we dare? And here we are again, ready to dance, willing to move forward in exciting transitions, using God's radar, not our own. I don't know about you. I cannot wait to see how our story continues to unfold. I can't